Children may come forward for the children's message. And I'm going to ask you to do this a little differently than what you're used to, because we had kids here last night for the service. I'm going to ask you to sit in the front pew, okay? Because I realized that nobody could see what I was doing when I'm sitting down here, and I used the puppet. So I'm going to be right back and get those guys, okay? If you were here last time I was here, then you would know who these guys are. I know you want to sit up there, don't you? But you can see better if you're over there. Is that okay? Let's do it that way, okay? You know what? They're Lutherans. Change is hard, okay? All right. All right. So guys, this is Raspberry, all right? And this is Blueberry, right? They're the Berry Brothers. All right. So we're going to try doing it from here. I don't know if this will help or not, but anyway. All right. Blue, you've been crying. What's wrong? Are you hurt, Blue? Did someone hit you? Was it a blueberry Hawaiian punch? I told you last time I work hard at these, and I got to get these. All right. No, but you are hurt.
Yeah.
Was it that bully Thistleberry? Did he do it to you?
Yes.
He said I was rotten. Ooh, wow, Blue. I bet that really does hurt. Why, that's just about the worst thing you could ever say to a piece of fruit, let alone a berry.
Yeah.
And he said that I was soft and mushy, that no one would ever want me. Oh, Blue, I'm so sorry. Those are really hurtful words.
I think I would have rather he punched me. Then he would have found out that I wasn't soft and mushy.
I understand, Blue. Words often hurt the most. Words are often used in bad ways. They are good. There are good and bad words, but that's for sure.
Well, what do you mean, Raz?
Well, like in church, here we hear really good words. Actually, the very best words.
Well, how's that?
Well, in church, we hear good words, words about Jesus, our Savior. We call that the gospel, which is the good news, or we could say good words, which are words about how Jesus died and rose for us that we would have eternal life. Words of love and life, words of forgiveness and faith. Right, Blue. So church is a place to go to in a world where we hear words that are often mean and hurtful. Yeah. So, are you starting to feel a little better, Blue?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to start listening for more good words when I'm in church. I think that's a great idea, Blue. Way to go. Now, I get it. That's okay. The three that are left here, you guys got work to do. Now, they all left, but I got work for you guys to do today, all right? Just like Blue is going to try to do, I want you to try in the rest of the church service to listen for good words, okay? Now, they're all around us, okay? But I'm going to start you off with a clue and help you out with one of them, okay? Maybe your parents or whoever else you sit with in church can help you. There's a part of the worship service that we call the benediction. Big word, huh? But it really comes from two smaller words that mean simply good words. Did you ever think about that? The benediction is good words, right? So, listen for when the benediction comes in today's service, okay? And then listen to what those words are in the benediction. And then find out what those good words are to hear. And listen for other good words throughout our service today, okay? Thanks for coming up and listening. You guys are great. Thank you.